Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shukrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dust Rider is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello everyone, welcome to the next episode of Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 6.
They sent in the O's.
They sure as hell did.
Just like you called it.
Yeah.
Called it before we even knew anything.
I called the name of the next Kamen Rider before any of you guys. Back when it was still Regulus, so I'm like, nope, it's gonna be O's.
Yeah. And then it was gonna be Link?
And they did. It was Regulus, then Links, and now O's.
I feel like there was one dirty one at one time. I don't know.
Is the dirty one.
Regulus sounds like a pill you take for diarrhea. Like, regulate your diet system with Regulus. That's what it sounds like.
And then Lynx is like, yeah?
He's like, Link, and then Miyamoto, like, beat the shit out of him, so they couldn't name it that.
They were like, sad?
Oz is like, Kamen Rider Listen. Orgasm or something. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, enough of that. Time for our what's ups. What's ups is, I don't know.
What's uppers?
What's uppers?
I don't know.
All right,
you
anyway.
Have that, don't ask me.
Who wants to start?
I'll start. Kay. After that weird croaking. Okay, basically... Okay, that's enough. Anyway, basically what I've been up to is War for Cybertron, mainly. I got it today, and me and Sukor and Shinobi have been playing till our eyes bleed. Reviving each other, screaming.
help!
Revive me! It's a really, really awesome game. If you are a Transformers fan, and even in the slightest, I highly recommend it. It is a total fun. It equals the win. So yeah, I've been playing that, and that will suck up a great amount of time. I've also been pulling down like 50 of my videos, and I'm going to be reposting them with new edits that don't include copyright stuff, so they'll be called like Dawson Rider Beto reviews. I got all those edited, so those will be going up. I'll make an official announcement in my vlog.
And it sounds like he hasn't hit puberty yet.
I see how it is. Anyway.
The ending. So like, it's Dawson Rider!
I do not sound like Nikki, I promise you. It was the early days. This is retro. Anyway, and other than that, I've just been naming my Pokemon after Gaia memories, but pretty much just War for Cybertron. Not WFC, but War for Cybertron.
The good WFC.
Yeah, the only good WFC figure is Deluxe Class Bumblebee and Optimus. Next time someone asks me if I can recommend them. Oh yeah, but that's the ones that are out now. Or they're going to be out. Yeah. Well, I just messed myself up. They're going to be out. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be made, so all of them are going to be awesome compared to WFC regular.
Amazon.
Next time someone says, what kind of WFC do you recommend? I'm going to be like, Deluxe Class Bumblebee. And then they'll become confused. Alright, I've talked enough. Confusion. Yeah, just like in your vlog.
Yep.
Alright. Next in line, please.
Jedimon.
Okay, me? Alright. I got my stuff.
No, the other Jedimon.
Okay. I'll wait for him then.
He's done.
Okay, good. I got my stuffs. Got the Hibiki boxes and the Cyclone sets and the Telebicoons and the... And what else did I get? I got the skulls and the Ixes and the Mogus and the... Oh, it's so big. I made the Samurai Howl. It was huge. I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot pick this up. I'm going to get a hernia. It was huge.
What's going on?
A hernia?
Hernia. I don't know. I just started talking in a funny voice. Also, Prism, hopefully soon. Yes, please. With Deca Master and...
Okay, thanks. Bye.
And Punch Hopper and Ultimate Kuga, which I got to do videos for like everything because I got lots of stuff to do now.
I keep forgetting my what are you buying shit thing.
Yeah, Punch Hopper's not going to go right away because I'm going to do all my Kabuto Riders just in a giant extravaganza.
Kabuto week.
It will be. It'll be a Kabuto week. Because as everyone does, I mean, we all just try to rip off Vangelis as much as possible. Because, I mean, that's the only strategy anyone could ever pursue since he invented everything and created everything ever.
He is Hibiki.
Also, I've been playing the new Super Mario Bros. Wii halfway through World 5. That game is amazing. And Heart Gold now has 26 unknowns in Olivine City. Soul Silver's catching up to that point and is getting close, so that's fun and excitement.
Happini face.
Happini face, indeed. And I've been just catching up on the reviews and the stuff with the Shukin Shinobi and Dawson Rider and the funness.
Yeah, I have to catch up on all your guys' stuff.
Yeah.
Just keep coming.
And enjoying the fan art we're going to mention in a minute.
Yeah, I've been enjoying that too. I've had a stupid grin on my face. But yeah.
And I saw the Toy Story 3 and it was happy and sad and we were all crying.
I'm going to see that Thursday, which is the day this gets posted. So gay for chronological.
So they quote unquote today.
Yeah, it's today. We actually traveled to the future to film on Thursday. So that's what we do.
Onto the Shukin Shinobi with his Pepsi can.
And his communicator.
Yeah. So, kind of like going backwards. Yeah, fuck going backwards. Going forward's the way to go.
If you go backwards, Wednesday? You can't see where you're going.
I hate going backwards. It's kind of like a weird... I don't like it. Anywho.
Oh my god.
Wednesday, I officially became a YouTube partner.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Clap.
So, now I get money. And
who actually clapped? They're a dork.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, give me all your monies.
Money's
and then they
good,
do.
So, all you guys that watch my reviews, click those ads.
Expect more rambling.
I can ramble on for extended amounts of time. In fact, Fang Joker, which is going up Wednesday, so it'll be up by the time this gets up. Well, it's actually my first video longer than 10 minutes, or well, longer than 11 minutes, rather.
God.
Yeah.
It clocks
because 11
12,
minutes is ramble time.
Just because, I don't know, I couldn't edit it or I didn't want to or something, I don't know. But it's 12 minutes, it's fun. It's a fun time. Other than that, really nothing too wild or exciting. Swimming and all that fun stuff. War for Cybertron is probably the greatest Transformer. It is the greatest Transformer game ever.
It truly is. Well, that was weird.
TF2. The PS2 Transformers Armada game was really good. And this one just takes it to a whole entire new level in awesomeness. So, Transformer fan, pick it up on whatever system you want to. Just a word of warning, the Wii version is a kind of third-person rail shooter.
Yeah.
So it's not the same game as the 360 or PS3 versions, and it's obviously different than the DS version. That uses the same engine as the...
engine?
The same engine as the...
it uses the same...
Thank you. The first movie in Revenge of the Fallen games on DS. Disc Animals are awesome. Hibiki is awesome. Disc Animals
are
awesome.
They're sweet.
I got my Stealth set and my...
I have them in color.
My Kogane Okami and a little tiny Asagiwashi, and he is awesome and I love him.
It's Mini.
Hold on.
As you can see on my vlog, I was so excited. So those are all up. Reviews will be trickling in once I get back from Nationals.
Losing National.
Yeah, from losing at Nationals.
You need the heart of the cards, okay? Just imagine you're
heart
drawing
the
immediately
try.
Perfect card.
I'll try.
Car? Draw the perfect card. Yes, Corvette. Nice.
Fang Joker's going up tomorrow, or Wednesday, or the day before, whenever the freak you want to call it. And then nothing until at least Sunday.
Yeah. This week's Figure Arts week for me, because I'm Evangelist Copier, apparently. But I'm not being enough like him, because I actually like Figure Arts. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's what's up. I forgot about my stuff. But just Figure Arts week, basically.
You need to yell and rage more, even though not overly so. Just
yeah,
do
like,
it some.
Damn it, I love this figure so much. Fuck, why do I love it? I'll just get mad about why I have to buy all Figure Arts. That's what'll happen.
As for stuff that's coming my way, just Leon Cellular and the Fascist Stampede and Wolfwood Revel decks.
Yes, and I've also purchased a Leon Cellular, a Sentai Hero Gosei Knight, the Mystic Good. Brothers set, and the second Dice O album.
I have Leon Cellular as well as on the way.
Shut
Sentai
up.
Hero. Sorry.
Well,
all three have to have them. It's a requirement. And then I have Hana and Cougar Dragon on the way, so I can...
Shut up!
Have a long time with Hana. Fine.
All right. We do want to give two very special shout-outs this time around. Okay, Gorilla and whatever that was.
I don't know. It was very spontaneous.
The first one to Gideon. If you're on the CS Toys chat, you know Gideon.
Yeah.
He is made of awesome and win.
He made our very, very first fan art.
Gideon, yep, awesome. I will link to it in the show notes and on the little URL that'll pop up in the album art right now. It was really cool. I was talking to Dawson at the time when he posted it on Facebook, and we just had this stupid grin on our face.
Yeah, I couldn't get to sleep because we were just so happy. Like, they're so accurate, and we felt so special. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, if you're listening, which I know you are, big, huge thanks. You're awesome. We love you.
Thank you kindly, sir.
And we will continue to use this in some way or another. So, thanks.
Yeah.
It is eerily accurate, though.
Yeah.
It is, really. Even, Jedimon mentioned pockets in his hand. Wait. Yeah. Reverse that.
Yeah, he's got my hands in the pockets, and I don't know how he knows to do that all the time. I think he might be stalking me, but it's all good because the picture's
although I'm
awesome.
Not sure what kind of pose I'm doing. I have, one hand in my pocket, and then the other one's, reaching for somewhere.
It's reaching for Shugi.
Oh, God.
I don't blame you. I'd want to touch me, too.
Oh, God. Here we go. I thought you only wanted to touch Kirihiko's butt.
Okay, so there's our Kirihiko's butt reference. Moving on. Anyway, big thanks, Gideon. We love
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, dude. Happy day.
Do you call him a douche?
Thank you, dude. I said dude. Thank you, douche. Thank you, dude. Oh, man.
Wow.
On to the second awesome shout-out.
Our second awesome shout-out is to Mr. S of CS Toys, who is also made of win and awesome.
Truly is.
He was our first donation.
Yes!
Yes, I mean, Mr. S was already made of awesome and win before, don't get us wrong. But now it's just up to a whole new level.
Yes.
He has excelled past win and awesome and is, going into the realm of God.
Hibiki.
Epic Hibiki awesomeness.
He donated a fair sum of money.
An undisclosed amount. We will disclose the amount if you donate an amount. it's a bidding war to see who gets to know the amount.
He gave us $30, and we're extremely, extremely thankful to him. Extremely thankful for his donation. Thanks to that, we can get a domain name, so you can go to probably RidersRangersAndRambles.com.
Yes.
And a good chunk towards some web space to get an actual website up. So, Mr. S, our hearts go out to you.
Thank you, Mr. S.
And our money goes back to you at your
store. Thank
you,
kind sir. Yeah. He knows it was going to come back to him eventually.
We are forever in your thanksness.
Yes, but that doesn't mean the rest of you need to stop not donating. Because we want your
money!
We really need your...
Yes. So we need better equipment and business cards to get cool guests on in the future and other such awesome items.
Business cards are a definite must.
Yeah, definitely.
We can put Gideon's picture on them.
Especially for the Morphican.
We should.
We can get individual ones with each of our little cartoons on them. That'd be awesome.
We'd be so awesome.
We'd get all the ladies. Get all the ladies. Check out my business card. It's got a little fan art of me. This is awesome.
We can get more ladies than Super Ben.
Ouch.
Oh, wait. That's not
hard.
You beat me to it.
So that's about all.
That's about all. Just a huge ass shot of Dunedin Sensor, and that's all you need to know.
So thanks to both of you. We appreciate all the support that you guys give us. At this time, we're up to 749 subscribers or something. So each and every one of you rock.
Yeah, you really do.
For making this show as popular as it is.
We're approaching Shuki's YouTube subscriber count.
It's got a while to go for that.
We've blown past Awesome Riders and now we're...
No, we're not. I'm at 771. So, ha. Huh.
We've blown I'm excellent at talking today.
As am I. As am I.
So anyway, we're like almost approaching 20 minutes already, so let's carry on to toy news.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know what kind of effect I was going for. Just made farting noises, I'm not sure.
Our first bit of toy news, actually, like, all of this news that we're about to say came out today, Tuesday.
Yeah. It's my fault.
Stupid Dawson Rider over here was like, oh, we don't have any news. I wish there was news. Then the next day, news everywhere.
And then the pen was mad because it was another prank. Yeah, we woke up and the fit hit the shan, so enjoy our rambling.
All this, thank him. He's the douche.
I thought I was the douche.
Hits the SH figure art scene, the scene that we're all so attached to.
I must have R2 familiar with, and I messed the sentence up even trying to say it.
We're attached to like a junkie to his heroin.
Yep.
Truly.
August 7th. I wrote down 7th through 8th. I don't think that's right, though. I think it's 7th through 9th. I think that's
right. Right, though. I don't think that's right, though.
Anyway, whatever those dates are, August 7th through 9th or 8th or something.
I think that's right, though.
It's something, yeah. Really? I didn't think so. I had a different theory. Anyway.
A Tamashii Festival 2010 is being held at some location. I don't know.
It's an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
You have to be awesome to find it.
Where I should go.
They are selling Kamen Rider Joker.
Yeah, this was another Tamashii.
3,000 yen.
So, I wish we were paying that for it.
You'll think OLED's cheap, but think that's the same that Rising Mighty was going for, and Rising
Mighty three times
went
the price.
For a little over double the price. It was probably like 2.5 or something. Price. But, so it won't be cheap by any means, especially if they limit it to like two per person.
Again.
Like they did for Rising Mighty. But it's double, so...
Well, I'll be getting it because I have to. I don't make the rules, I just follow them. Wait, I did make the rules. But yeah. So I still, personally, no offense to anyone that sells them, but I don't understand the logic behind just because you had to stand in line for them, adding $50 to the price. Cause it didn't cost anything extra for you to stand in line. I'm just saying. And it's hurting us.
I'm just Super Saiyan.
I'm just Super Saiyan. I'm just Super Saiyan too.
I'm just Super
I'm Ascended Saiyan.
I'm from GT. I'm just Super Saiyan 4.
I'm from AF. I'm Super Saiyan 5. It doesn't exist.
Oh, God.
Moving along.
Also at Tamashii Festival, they're giving out some... Or not giving out, but you have to buy it. But some exclusive Saint Seiya thing. And then a translucent Robot Tamashii Evangelion that I think I'm going to have to get.
Of course you are.
Sad face, crying
face.
And
if you decide not to, we'll peer pressure you into it.
I know you will.
Buy it.
Okay. Do it.
That's a preview for later.
So, moving away from the Tamashii hellhole, there is, I'm going to say a rumor for now, only because we only got this like little magazine scan, and I don't know what the hell's going on with it. But there is going to be a Joker Deluxe T2 Gaia Memory that's supposedly going to have all of the, basically all the sounds for the T2 Gaia memories, A to Z.
And hopefully this debunks that 26 memory set we talked about last time, or it could have been the same rumor, just like misinterpreted.
That's a possibility.
Like some idiot's like, grrr, and then just scare me at 4 a.m. Saturday. Yeah, that's what happened.
So if the old rumor is true, this will be a Toys R Us exclusive. If the old rumor's totally out the window, who knows how this is going to get distributed, but...
I'm hoping it is out the window, because I only heard something once about it, so I don't know. They have the map.
Like, it was never on HGU or anything, so...
Yeah, so I don't know what they were just scaring me. Like, I was scared. And then I texted you, and you're like, explain!
I was scared, too. I was in the middle of Pokemon, and all of a sudden I'm just like, shit!
It was just gone.
It was just gone.
Well, what happened?
What happened?
So that we'll talk about that once we get some more news. The picture does look different than a normal Joker memory. It looks darker, I think. I don't know.
Doesn't have a blue tip?
Yeah,
maybe?
It looks like a black tip, so I'm going to say, yeah, it's a blue tip.
Okay. Just yeah, black always looks like...
Well, it doesn't look silver. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's just concept image, whatever, early image. It's a scan. It's not a scan, Dawson.
Well, they weren't.
I'm sorry, I got relaxed.
And we have some fresh pictures of the...
Fresh.
Of the,
These are new, these are fresh.
Set 4 of the Gashapon Gaia Memories. This set contains Extreme, Trial, D'End, New Deno Strike Form, Zeranos Altair Form, Deneb, and 2 Dopant Memories, one that's supposedly based with Nazca and one supposedly based with Terror.
They're pretty,
yeah. However,
and you think my voice was gay in the early reviews?
No, sweetie.
According to this, like, magazine scan, like, the Nazca one is type A, and it's Nazca, Smilodon, Masquerade, and Weather.
Weather!
And then type B is Terror.
Terror!
Claydol! Taboo! And Shinigami Hakase! So, I'm almost tempted to get B now because of the whole Shinigami Hakase thing.
Yeah, that was a pretty decent
Shinigami
surprise.
Hakase!
It was a good surprise. I don't know why I said pretty decent surprise. That was a weird way of saying it.
Ikadabir!
Okay.
The only problem I have is the way the memory looks. They added little plastic horns to the top.
Yeah, it looks like a McDonald's version of a Dopant memory. Like, they're like, they needed a Dopant memory on the go so they could transform, and they went through the drive-thru at McDonald's. Yeah, they went to McDonald's, and they just got, like, a quick fix. But I'll probably still get it for the Shimagani thing.
Yeah, I'll probably...
And just for the sound itself.
Yeah, because I was actually... Jeff was over, and I was bitching about it in the pool that... They made the Shinigami Hakusei memory, and there was no way...
It's like a talk show. Cool, bitchin'.
There was no way of distributing it. I'm like, we're never going to have this, and it turns out we do. So I'm probably going to get that one. I don't know if I'm going to get the other Dopant one now.
It's like they listened to you.
But I kind of want...
I was going to get Nazca before they mess it up. I think I'll just get the Shinigami one.
Yeah, I'm going to probably just jump from the Nazca one to the
just
Shinigami
even to
one.
Save money.
Money.
But the good kind of money.
So if you're looking for weather stickers, Nazca even. The Nazca Dopant is actually a really good buy for people that got the Dopant memory that want to make it weather and Nazca. Because one comes with Nazca and weather stickers. So
yeah, they come with stickers, which is hat face.
Yep, they come with stickers like for stickers. All 4 of the Dopant things.
Door pants.
Those pants.
And all attached is a picture of the lost driver, but really, it's a lost driver.
It looks lost.
The eternal memory emits a, like, brownish, golden...
brown light.
...light thing. It's like an orange light.
A poo light.
Poo? Poo.
Poo.
It's a ghost agent memory.
Anyway, that's actually it for toy news. So
that was clever.
So sadly, that's it. And the
sadly,
Gombaride memories started tricking us.
Trickling made
around
us believe we
to,
could have it
to places. So those are hitting Yahoo Japan auctions for insane prices. Me. We can't hear you, gentlemen.
They said they're getting in places, and it's scaring me.
Yeah, you put that in places, and bad shit happens. So anyway, moving along.
Places.
Zen move.
We'll start with our basically podcast center. O's.
Yeah, they send in the O's there. They just kept sending it in. I'm probably like, I think the news has stopped for now. We had to plug it up ourselves because it wouldn't stop because we wanted to play the new game.
They definitely did better than BP.
I wanted to make an oil spill joke.
Sorry. I was waiting for that one.
It's It's okay.
So, the name Kamen Rider O's was official a while ago. The designs that we've been seeing for the past two, 3 months.
Ma. Sorry.
Those are all...
Couldn't resist the urge to mock you.
All correct. I don't blame you in the slightest.
No one can.
So everything we've seen up till now is actually totally 100% official.
Yeah, which is funny because we just kept saying, you know what, we shouldn't talk about it on the podcast because this could end up being another Gosager, and now it's official. He does look like a bird face. So this is true.
So, one by one, let's just kind of go over our thoughts on O's design.
O's. I like, someone said Kamen Rider 000. I kind of like that. Like, it's sure it's like, it would rip off 5 if it was 000, but that sounds cooler than O's. It's like Kamen Rider, ooh, and like the second one's gonna be, ah. It's like, goddamn.
I was thinking they could do Kamen Rider Zeros, but that's too close to Zeranos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kamen Rider, I don't know. Kamen Rider, not Kamen Rider, I don't know. Okay. Ran out of names. We're just giving them letters.
So,
anyway.
Dawson Rider, go ahead and give your O's thoughts.
Okay, well, so based on what I just said, I think his face looks like DK'd bird form. Like, it looks kind of like DK, like with the eyes and like if he had a bird face. And I don't know, like, I don't hate it. Like, I don't think it's the ugliest rider ever, but I don't like it really that much either. Like, it's so busy. Like, there's so much going on. Like, he's got this pink face, and then let me get the picture out. And then he's got this weird, like, dial on his chest, which I guess the design looks kind of cool. And he's got, like, honeycomb bee-looking arms and, like, green, like, he's just so many fucking colors. I can't even handle him. And his belt is weird. Like, it's, like, a weird rectangle with, like, a lever. And then there's, like, a button that's, like, on the side. Like, I don't know. And then he's got Wolverine claws. Like, he became Weapon X. And then he's got this sword. Like, I don't know. He looks okay. Like... No, he doesn't look okay. I don't know. Like, I just don't care for him that much. He looks too busy to be a main rider. Like, all of the main Heisei riders, or even the Showa riders for that matter, have, like, a kind of, like, an elegant simpleness to them. But he's just got so much going on. He looks more like a second or third rider than we introduced. In fact, like, if you added some kind of different belt, I could almost see him being a third or fourth rider for double, in a way.
Yeah.
But, like, he definitely doesn't look like a main rider. Like, he scares me, like, with the amount of possibilities of shit they could come up with. And I just don't care for him, and... Yeah, and I don't want double to end, so that's, I'm a little biased. So. Oh, shit. I went to sit back down, and the chair ripped the headphone off.
Guess what's not getting edited out?
All right, wait, stop. I'm going to segue it in now. Okay, now one of your thoughts.
Gentlemen, go ahead.
My thought is that's what happens when, that's what Bandai does to you when you mock their design.
They pull the headphones right off your ears.
But no, you know, it does, I mean, I'm going to agree with you where it does kind of look a little busy. I do like that little thing in the middle with like the different aminals on it. And I do like the Wolverine claws. I just think it's cool that like they're all like back on his arm. And then, like, he can, like, flip him forward and be like, ah, I have claws. I can slice you and dice you and make you into French fries. And I like French fries.
French fries? I do too. Who doesn't?
I know. They're awesome. And anyway, I lost my train of thought. Oh, the whole metal thing, I like little metals. It does worry me somewhat at everything. But the thing about him is, though, is the way I understand things is that he has, like, you see the red, yellow, and green metal, and he has three of each color. So what we're seeing right now is, like, a mashup form that instead of being, like, the middle-of-the-road form, the Dagabaki form or Climax form.
Or Trinity, yeah. I didn't even think about that till just now.
Where it's, like, the middle. It's like his base form, and then the other forms. That's the way I understand the rumor so far.
His other forms will be like the Agito things.
Like, that's kind of a cool idea. It's a cool idea, but
because he'll have an all red form, an all yellow, and all green. Those will probably be like everyone will go like, "Oh, those are awesome, cool," and they probably will be.
We did see like faces of them. Like the green one kind of looks like the Hunter Beetleborg.
Yeah, and so they do look pretty cool. I also I like the way that they named at least this one. I don't know if they're going to name all the forms this way, but they took the first syllable of each of the animals. And it's, what is it? It's Tatoba?
Yeah, Taka, Tora, and Bata.
Yeah, so Tatoba form. So that's kind of interesting, and I like...
Tonto.
It's definitely a different way of naming things than just like, triple form, or, you know.
Triform.
Triple form.
Triform.
Triple form.
Any kind of stupidness they could have come up with. It seems like they're going with the merchandising, though, with the double route, because the way I understand it is that, this, you know, you get with the belt, you get, like, the red, yellow, and green, and then you get, like, another medal or some crap.
What's the buzzer on the side of his, like,
I think
long?
The buzzer on the side is, like, his maximum drive type slot, where he, like, thinks that's, like, his finisher type thing.
I thought it was a metal storage thing.
I don't know. I think he has a storage, and I think he also has a finisher thing.
It's like a coin purse.
Or maybe he has a finisher medal. I don't remember, because things keep changing. But, like, I know the sword comes with, like, the other two red medals, so they're going that route. To where, yeah, like, you want the DX stuff, you gotta buy your merchandise. Ha 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 ha.
The one thing I just thought of might be good is, like, if they start doing all, like, the candy toys and the gossipons and all that, like, they won't be as expensive as double memories if there's no electronics in them, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that is true, because I think someone mentioned that with this one, unlike, like, double where the belt's a hunk of plastic, this one, the electronics are in the belt itself, and the metals are hunks of plastic or whatever.
Yeah. But...
So... yeah. I mean, I don't think it's too bad. It does look like a giant traffic light on steroids, but, you know.
Yeah, like, it doesn't... I like that concept. Like, thinking about it, like, the concept is kind of neat. I just worry about how many forms they're going to do later, but the concept is neat. I just don't like how it looks.
Yeah, I worry how it's going to work out and what this is going to mean for how many figure arts we have to buy down the road.
I know, like, already double.
I'm pretty sure...
I needed my own self for double.
He just has, Tatoba, and then, what was it, Field Form...
Field,
insect
sky,
form, and
insect.
Sky form. I think he's just going to have those four forms, and then, like, the power-up form, and then, like, the extreme form.
Hopefully, extreme form. Hopefully he won't,
yeah,
he won't start mixing and matching.
Mix,
that would...
Mix
that would,
up the...
They might. You never know.
Because each set of three has, like, a head, a body, and a leg, so hopefully he doesn't start mixing and matching and do, like, a yellow head, and a green body, and a red leg, so I don't have to go
you
kill
never know.
Stuff.
And you never know what the second and third riders are going to be like.
This is true. This is true, because they're going to have to employ some kind of metal system, maybe a water thing or something.
Yeah, so, I mean, mostly we pretty much guarantee that any Rider series, except for, like, Decade recently, is going to have a solid amount of Riders to keep you buying shit.
Yeah,
and forms.
Hopefully they'll continue with Double, and with the secondary Rider has an actual purpose as opposed to Decade, where it's just a giant plot hole.
Who goes around and shoots people in the face for no reason and then changes his mind off camera.
On to the Shuquen Shinobi and his thoughts or whatever, unless he gave him already and I was asleep.
No, I was definitely asleep. Weren't asleep. I was just waiting for everyone to shut up.
I'm sorry.
Suck it.
I'm kidding. I'm probably going to end up eating my words just like Dawson Rider always does for figure arts. But,
Agito figure arts.
I don't really like it.
Well, I said that too.
I
said it too.
I mean, my thoughts, like I said, my thoughts mirror yours, but I think of the figure art and I think of how beautiful, like, that with the metallic paint would look.
Yeah.
And that
any figure art would look beautiful.
Happy, but I don't know, just like, I guess it's one of those I'll have to see it in action things.
Yeah.
But there's too many colors for me.
I have to admit, I didn't like Double with the first image we saw. I think it was Cyclone Metal and it looked kind of cheap. The first image we saw, but, like, now I love it.
Yeah, or, like, the image of Heat Joker on that motorcycle where he looked all, like, drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he just came off a weekend bender, like, okay, this is gonna be weird, and then, like, it doubles awesome, oh my god, like, kind of like how Philip, everybody's like, oh, Philip looks like a girl, he's gonna suck it right now, everyone's like, oh my god, Philip is the awesomeness.
Oh my god, Philip, he does look up stuff, UTF mate.
He does the look ups, and he just wanted a sandwich.
He got canned.
But this is gonna turn the sequence to Obi.
Damn it.
It's going to turn the Shuquen Shinobi into a... Liar! Like always, because, yeah. I mean... He wasn't going to buy... He wasn't going to buy Ghost Sager, but then he bought Tensou.
It's turned into an attack.
But then he was definitely going to get Ghost Sager Great, but he never did.
And I'm just sitting here taking it.
Just like Wheelchair's girlfriend. That joke is out the way. Moving along.
I don't really like it.
Wheelchair's girlfriend. Okay. And check it out.
We'll have to see, like, how it works, I guess.
Like, I'm sure it'll look good in figure out form, like.
So, like, yeah. I have a thing for coins.
Yes!
So,
That's a power rate.
Yeah, basically. So I am really excited about the Gashapon thing that Mr. S was talking about, where they're all, like, die-cast and shit.
Oh, God.
So those are probably going to be really pretty. Like, even if I don't really like O's, I'll probably get the Gashapon thing just to have a nice little coin collection.
Shuki, I have one thing to say to you after that. Shut your whore mouth.
What did I do?
Mentioning things made of die cast. That's what you're doing.
Well, they are.
They're cast in die.
They're cast in 100% die. So,
We'll have to see. We'll see more images soon.
Yep, we'll see more images. It's starting, in August?
September.
September. I know toys are coming out in September. I just didn't know whether...
The show starts in September.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, look, I am a bank of knowledge, an encyclopedia. It's called the Ixa Generator, you bastard.
Oh my god. I hate knowledge.
So... a flood of double rumors came out today.
Did they?
Yeah, totally.
They were all awesome.
And, they were awesome, and there was whole Cyclone Axel Extreme, and
then it was so much cooler than Justin Bieber.
Not hard. God.
Oh my God. we also have to check down the gay voices, because that seems to also be a staple of the podcast.
That was more. Teen girl and gay, but...
It's like, Kirihiko's butt reference, Wheelchair's girlfriend reference, gay voices, you're watching Riders, Rangers, and Rambles.
I don't know where to start with these, just because...
Should we just go in order of our list that we have?
No, let's go out of order so we forget something.
Yeah, if we go out of order, then we might skip something, I don't know.
I have a helpful little thing open here that I'll just read from.
I hate you with a passion.
So, next upcoming episodes, we know about Red Nazca and Claydol Extreme and all that. That's been talked about for a while. 43 and 44 is going to go into Shroud.
Know her backstory.
Everything about Shroud and why the hell she's such a crazy bitch.
Why she's her face covered.
She's in a burnt victim. Either that, she's really ugly. She's really augury.
Or she's invisible and fake like Wheelchair's girlfriend.
I don't...
That was an even better one.
He jumping backwards a little bit. 41, 42, Wakana, embraces her extreme powers that are given to her by some sort of,
I'm hoping at some point we get explanation for what the hell happened to her also.
Hopefully. We'll see. But apparently she can go into, the guy library now, and she's totally going to, beat the shit out of Philip, so he can't...
She's going to screw up his lookups. He's like, I do lookups! And she's like, quiet, ho! And then she hits him down.
He's like, I just wanted a sandwich! WTF, mate!
There's all these pictures flying around. I'll link to them at HGU.
I'll link one to each and every one of you right now. All 745 of you. 49.
And so, supposedly, Ryubei's leaving.
He's going to repost the Japanese version of Regis Grant's aunt. Oh, yeah, that's true.
What?
Said it's 750 now, so they got Grant's aunt.
He's continuing an earlier argument from, 5 seconds ago.
Okay.
And, it's just when you're arguing about the order in which we were yelling out Sentai teams. That was wonderful.
Foundation X's head is rumored to be Shotaro's brother, and they're going to have epic battle.
And the Masked Rider memory?
And, yeah, that was floating around. I don't know what happened to that. So as of 44, we still don't know anything about that.
It probably went the way of Regulus and those O-Ranger sequel Ghost Rider designs.
Oh, God.
So I have no idea whether Cyclone X looks extremes totally 100% official, or if it's a net movie thing, or what.
I'm kind of hoping for the net movie. Well,
looks almost chopped.
Well, here's the thing. When I saw it, my first thought was, fuck, another Fig Yard. God damn it.
Mine too.
Yeah. It's I never think, oh, there's a cool new suit or something. It's always another Fig Yard. God damn it.
Another exclusive.
Double needs his own shelf. Yeah, another exclusive. There goes $50. Here's another Fig Yard week in the making.
The only problem I have with Cyclone Axel Extreme is, there was that whole rumor that, Terui gets beat the shit out of by Shroud in, a Dopant form, and he isn't in the final battle.
Yeah, I don't like the idea at all. I mean, I guess the idea is okay. I just don't like it for the show. Like, it seems too jump the shark for me.
Because they made a whole big deal about, like, oh, Shotaro's the only partner for Philip.
Remember when we talked about how Shotaro's going to go on his own because Philip gets seduced to the dark side temporarily in the movie or something?
Yeah, like he got kidnapped or something in the movie.
So I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is that Philip's going to go to the dark side, so Shotaro's like, I'm on my own, fine. And then Philip comes back and he's like a scorned lover. He's like, fine, then I'll just go with Axel. And then they have a tryst. Well, the only thing that I think would make more sense was that, like, back when he didn't think Shotaro was a suitable partner, like, if they would have done that briefly and then maybe, like, it didn't work because Axel wasn't compatible, like, a similar way that, like, they were losing power, like, the lightning was around him and it just didn't work. Like, that idea would have worked back then, but it doesn't work now.
Yeah.
It just seems too jump the shark, like, a really random idea. Like, what else can we pull to get more forms and money?
Basically.
I don't know.
They're making that's actually about it for the double rumors, but there's they're making a movie with Ichigo, Nigo, and all the Heisei Riders, and they need to stop Shocker from contributing to global warming.
Oh God!
So it's more or less a little PSA DVD thing that they're probably gonna like give out or something.
Produced by Al Gore.
It's about fake shit.
So
the hoax.
Go check that out, I guess, or not works, too. I'm probably going to watch it just because I'm a whore.
It's double.
Yeah. You know you're a whore.
Movie rumors, really quick. For Ghost Ager, there's some enemies that no one cares about. For Double...
That's the whole movie, guys. Sorry.
So, like, Foundation X created the T2 memories, T2. And they're all in a helicopter, like, and... Jujubers all terrorists and are like, drop. And then, like, all the guy memories go, and then they follow. And so, all the citizens of Futa all get Gaia memories.
Ooh, what is this?
And, like, Watcherman and Santa Chan and.
Ice Age! Violent!
Queen and Elizabeth.
Queen!
And whatever the hell Elizabeth gets.
Elizabeth,
like, we don't know yet.
Like, she's holding like Axel, Key,
Axel,
and something else. Okay, stop.
Something else.
Stop.
God. Stop.
And so, like, they try to help everyone, but then they get beat up.
Beat up.
It's like the Countdown to Destruction double edition. Everyone gets dopant memories and start attacking.
And then there's Marie S. Cranberry that looks like Shroud, and Philip's like, "Oh, you're Shroud," and she's like, "No." And Eternal has some effect that nullifies non-T2 memories, and Philip gets captured, and Shotaro's like, Joker! And new figure art hits the scene that we have to pay $70 for. Scene. And that's...
With a Lost Driver.
That's about... the Lost Driver. According to a picture, Skull gives him the Lost Driver.
Maybe AR Skull.
I'm pretty sure it's the AU Skull that I was talking about before.
Jumps in from another dimensional wall because Decade shows up and...
Yeah, because DK, like, he touched Double's world, so it's all screwy now. That's why all these rumors are fucking crazy.
Oh, no, DK!
Like, I don't know. Like, I love Double, but I really hope that everything that ends up transpiring is a lot more concrete than this. Like, everything sounds really nuts. Like, they're just having a bunch of jump-the-shark ideas. Like, they were doing so good.
Brother was in the last one.
Yeah, like, god damn it. They're just ruining everything. Don't do it. It's all DK's fault. Please stop. And then the last thing I think to mention is that Oz is going to make his debut.
Yep. Fighting a Luna Dopant. It's all epic awesomeness win.
I don't really personally like the idea of all these like Sentai teams and riders making their first appearance in someone else's movie. And the only reason it made sense in DK is because DK doesn't make sense. And like he just keeps summoning riders to the world. But I don't think it's really necessary other than to whore their own shit. It just Yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. Unless it, like, there's some super great explanation, like it's a memory, like, oh, then I just don't like the idea of it. It just kind of is out of place, and it takes you out of the movie.
A couple of people were saying, because Oz is designed so close to Double in terms of, like, outline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got, like, the identical shoulder pads. Like, they're like, oh, maybe they'll make him the same universe, like
Agito? Or like Agito, similar. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, so, when they were doing Decade, the dude said he like they did want to like try and go back and put them all in the same universe, and then it would be a good idea.
Well, they kind of did it. They're in the same universe in which every universe is a different universe they can travel. That's how you do it. It's a cheap way out, but they did it.
So we'll see what happens. I kind of hope they do connect the universes.
That would be cool.
Because that allow for team-ups that make sense.
And cameos.
And super awesome double cameos every other episode.
I still have, like, a tiny little glimmer of hope that, like, the series finale is, like, a shocker, and it ends up that all the double powers are gone, and they have to use metals now, and everyone continues on. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. So, that is it for our Rumor Corner.
Rumor Corner. It's a new segment name.
Well, we start with news, and we blend into rumors that are news.
And then we just blend into random shit, like talking and arguing.
Numers and...
and tumors and room tumors.
Then we got a bunch of like requests from the room tumors and
like 26 of them, and they just won't stop. They're in action.
They don't stop believing.
Oh my gosh.
They hold on to that feeling.
Oh my god.
Streetlight people.
This is what the rumors turn into.
Thank you.
All right.
So, that does anyone else have anything to contribute? I think we got everything.
I just contributed mine.
Thank you for that.
I'm good.
So, there's no double episode this week because of World Cup soccer. Yay, soccer.
Which no one watches because it's World Cup soccer.
Because it's a bunch of field fairies running around.
It's hilarious because the U.S. is all, like, negative soccer. Like, no one gives a shit except for, like, soccer people. And the whole entire rest of the world's all like, World Cup, stop everything.
I know, like, it's such a funny opposite.
Like, everything.
And they're rioting in the streets because their teams lose, and it's kind of funny, actually.
It is pretty funny to watch soccer. Like, my friend's a huge soccer fan, and he maybe watch a game, and, like, they're crazy. Like, they get in, like, little bitch fights on the field. Like, they come near each other with a ball, they, like, start slapping each other like Drake and Josh. And, like, some guy had, like, a Band-Aid put on him, and they put him on the bench, and he just ran out into the field and attacked someone. It was pretty damn funny. And everyone goes for headbutts. Like, they're all jumping like little gophers around. It's pretty funny. They're just a bunch of buffoons. It's like whack-a-mole. It's hilarious. It's like, no wonder people don't like this. These people are idiots.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, no double this week. There is an episode of Ghost Ager, which we will hit after our main discussion, which is of...
Common?
Common Rider Shinkenger.
It is Shinkenger versus Goanger. Goanger versus Shinkenger, however it's phrased. I prefer Goanger versus Shinkenger since Goanger came first. But, yeah.
That's not the way they word the titles, you
Shinkenger
dork.
But, yeah, I know. But I prefer...
Samurai Sensei Shinkenger versus Goanger.
Zamuvi. Except it didn't say Zamuvi.
In Makumang!
Bang, bang.
Yeah, bang, bang. But, yeah, since there was no episode this week, we decided to fill it in with a movie. Zamuvi.
That move.
So, as always, let's get started with the crazy Jedimon summary. So, everyone, get your popcorn and get a comfortable seat. You're going to be here a while.
Better not.
So's your mom.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's okay. I suppose.
It will be okay. That's what she said.
It's not a valid joke.
It is in some circles.
Okay. Now that we've... Another check.
So, this epic team up of a movie starts off with like a little recap of, hey, remember the ending of Goanger and they're like leaving and they're going to go protect from the Gaiark or going to different worlds and stuff and all junk? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, here's what happened after that.
Yeah, they be tripping. They're like, Gaiaka.
They're in the gunman world with the G9. I don't know why it's the G9, but it's probably because G12 can't move except rolling around. And they're fighting this batch guy. And they're like, yeah, batch dude. And so they're all like, all right, we're going to shoot you. And they shoot him, and it doesn't kill him because he's got, like, a little thing blocking the bullet. And they're all like, oh, that's not cool. And he's like, you're open. And he shoots him, and he blasts him through, like, a little dimensional door or something. And, like, G9 splits apart, and they all split apart. And bad crap happens. And you're like, oh, no, what's going to happen to the Goanjas? You're like, oh, no, it's the sadness and the things and the stuff. And you're like, I don't know. Where'd they go? And instead, we cut to the Shinkengers, and they come out, and they're like, oh, it's Godoshu, but it's not Godoshu, it's Ugats. And they're like, Ugats. And they get the swords, and the origami, and the shooting, and the fighting, and the blowing of the ups. Okay, we're gonna stop that now. And so they're fighting, and all of a sudden, like, Sosuke shows up all Gohan red with, like, his Kishamoth soul in the Mantan gun, and he's, like, shooting and striking and killing, and he's like, hey, push out the way, and they're all
He's
basically being a giant prick.
But then again, that's Sosuke for you.
Yeah.
So, you wouldn't know, you haven't seen the show. Go away.
I can gather that much by watching this movie.
You don't know Sosuke like we do.
You don't know him like we do. Good. You didn't know when he had different colored hair. And then in comes Bomper all bum bum! And like, oh, Sosuke! And it's like, oh god, please stop.
2008 status, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, something like that. And the Shinkingers are all like, we don't like you, you're creepy. And he's like, oh, well, you're just stupid. And
you're stupid.
So they go back to the Shiba Mansion and Bomper's rolling around all like, yay! And it's like, please stop. And Sosuke's like touching everything. He's like a little kid, like, oh, you have the armor. Like, please stop. Like, what are you doing? And
it fell out. Put it back in.
So he's fighting with Ryunosuke, like, while they're arguing. And
it's a very perverted arguing. Like, if you read the subtitles, you can't see what's going on, but you can totally imagine a completely different scenario.
Yeah, it's really funny. Yeah, like, they're showing Takaru, and like above him is like all this dirty talk. Like, it fell out. Put it back in. Like, stick it in the hole. It needs lubrication. Oh, it's so tight. I'll stop.
It doesn't go that far.
I know, but you can imagine.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, and so he's all like, oh, yeah, well, he's like, I can't fight with you because you, Gohan Red, sir, are an amateur, and I'm a Tono-sama. And he's all like, oh, yes, well, Mr. Tono-sama, you're all, like, arrogant and a douche. And he's, and they're all like, you can't call him that. He's like, yes, I can. I'm going to pick up my Bomper, and I'm going to leave.
Come on, Bomper, we're leaving. Bomber's like, boom, boom.
He picks him up and is like, I will see you soon for tea. And he picks him up and he goes. It's all
for tea.
And meanwhile, this what's his name? Batch Idu's over with in the Rokumon junk with the Godoshu. And he's all like, hey, I need you to do something for me. Can I borrow your water? It seems like you got a lot of it here and I'm like using it all. And they're like, what do you need our water for? Like, and he's all, okay, well, you see, I got this machine that'll pollute the world, and it can use your Sanzu River water because it's all polluted and it's awesome, and it's going to help me. And they're like, well, you see, there's a problem with that. We can't get that water up there because otherwise we'd have done, like, won this show by now. And he's like, no, it's cool. I can jump dimensions. I'm like Decade, except I have a story. And it'll help you get your water up there where it's got to go for the people and the stuff and to kill them. And he's like, yay! And so they're like, oh, I am Dokuku. I am not drunk at the moment. And he gives him, like...
He still hasn't found a cup. He's still drinking out of a plate.
Yeah, it's really weird. He can't find a cup in the underworld. I don't know, but whatever. So he gets an Ayakashi who's got, like, blades and stuff, but not Bladran or Daraputa, but it's just blades. And
wheel blades.
Yeah, he's got, like, wheel blades. And so he's like, okay, cool. And so he's like, okay, well, I need some other help from three other people. They're, like, at the bottom of the river. And apparently Akumaro's seen these dudes. Like, oh, them. And you're like, them? What do they mean by them? And so it turns out, well, we see them because them is over at the Gold Sushi eating with Genta. Turns out it's Yogostein, Kitane des, and Kegalesia.
Ojaru.
Deojaru. And they're all drinking, and they got the sushi, and he's all like, beer, and they're like, sushi, because they want some squid and the beer.
Ika to beer, and they all turn into Shinigami Tensei.
Yeah, and then they turn into, like, Ika Devil. Okay, maybe they don't, but it'd actually be awesome. And then, like, the batch guy shows up with some Ugats, and they're like, hey, I want you to come work for me. And they're like, no, we don't wanna. We like being dead. And he's like, no, I brought you up here. I want you to come back. And he's like, they're like, no, we like being dead. Go away. And so, like, Genta's all like, ah, Shinken Gordo, Genta with Daigoyo. I'm going to stop you from hurting my customers. And And they're all like, yay, let's...
That's customer service for you. That's
some good customer service. Like, I mean, like, you thought CS Toys had good service. These guys, like, literally fight for you. Like,
wait till your waiter turns into a Senshi and protects you.
Awesome. Yeah, like, with a paper lantern. I mean, that's awesome.
Deluxe Jesus.
So they're running away, and then in jumps, like, Sosuke, and he's all fighting, and then in comes the other guys in the spandex, the Shinkenjutsu.
Shinkenjutsu.
Those guys with the swords, and they're doing the fighting, and Genta's like, what's going on? And they're like, no, we'll tell you later. And it's like, okay. But the dude, he starts getting the best of him, so later never comes, because then he's got the red dudes, and they're all together, and he's like, I'm going to banish you to another dimension. And they're like, that's not cool, dude. You shouldn't do that. And he's like, no, I'm going to do it. And he shoots, but then the other five guys, the ones in the spandex with the swords, they jump in the way, and they get banished to, like, another dimension. And you're like, hey, where did the Shinkenjutsu go? Oh, God. And the red ones, they get thrown into the water, and they're like, hey, what happened to Sosuke and Takeru? And you're like, I don't know. Why is he still talking this way? He said he was going to stop. He's still doing it.
Well, that was weird noise.
That was the Shuki clearing his throat or something. I don't know.
No, that was me. I was like, like I breathed out and something happened. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's the exhaustment. Fuck, I'll just shut up.
Yeah. And, but then, like, G and Bumper are coming to find out what happened. They got Kuroko and they get kidnapped. And you're all like, oh, God.
It's actually Bumper and a rock.
Yeah, like, what's gonna happen to G and gay R2-D2? And you're like, oh God, we don't want anything to happen to G, and I guess the gay R2-D2 can live too. And whatever. But then we see the Reds, and they're okay, and they're out the water, and they're talking, they're having, like, a really gay moment. Like, I don't know. Like, man, I guess you're not arrogant.
Man, I guess.
Man, I guess, like, you're cool and junk, like...
Then Philip shows up, he's like, do you have the courage to ride with the devil? And they're like, who the hell are you? And then he just runs.
Yeah, and so they're all having, they're having, like, red bonding time, which is, like, required as part of the team-up. But then we see that the Ugots have set up a bucket brigade to get the water through a dimensional doorway. Like, it's, like, weird. Like, there's, like, an opening and, like, a pipe, and they're just piping it somewhere. You don't really see where. It's just going into, like, this plant with a giant gear, and it's filling up. And you're like, didn't we do this already, like, with a giant gear? And you're like, no, it's cool. It's new. And the dude's saying he's going to pollute the 11 worlds, and you see Speedor all in the grass world. I've never heard of grass world.
No one lives there. No one's there to mow the lawn.
But they're trying to find the Go-Angers, and they can't find the Go-Angers, and so they're all sad face. But then it cuts to something looking familiar, and it's all Christmas when everyone's all Merry Christmas, and then you see someone else and they go Merry Christmas, and you're like, please stop. And then someone else comes like, Merry Christmas, please stop it. You're getting on my goddamn nerves.
Please stop.
And we see, hey, look, this is where Genta and Mako have gone, and they're all in Santa-chan outfits, except without Santa-chan, because this isn't double. It's Shinkenger or something.
Or something.
And so they're all like, hey, this world's pretty cool. And then they get, like, wing boosters pointed at their back, and they're like, hey, what you doing here? And they're all like, oh, God.
It's our turf, son.
Yeah, what's going on? And it turns out it's Hiroto and Miyu, obviously, because it's wing boosters. And they're all like, hey, you guys work for Bachido? And they're like, no, but are you Sosuke's friends? And they're like, maybe. That depends.
Who's asking?
What did he break?
What did he break?
And they're like, just a suit of armor. Why? And they're like, oh, no reason. And so... Then you cut the samurai world, and we see Ren and Gunpei, and Ren drops his phone, and they're being chased because apparently Gunpei went to the ladies' washroom because he can't read or something.
Despite being a police officer.
And yeah, and but then it's all good because they're found by Chiaki and regular Kotoha as opposed to Mexican Kotoha. And
the one we like.
Yeah, they're like, hey. we think you're with Sosuke. And they're like, how do you know that? And they're like, because you got this phone and he has one too. And they're like, oh, cool. Did he break something of yours too? And they're like, what's wrong? I keep saying this. And people find them and they're like mobbed. And everyone's holding lanterns. And one dude's holding Daigoyo. And he starts shooting discs at Chiaki. And I'm like, dude, it's us. And he's like, I don't care. I'm shooting discs to you. It's fun. And it's like, what the hell, man? WTF, mate? And you're like, where did that come from?
You just left Takaru and what's his name? Sosuke.
Sosuke, yeah. And so Takaru and Sosuke are just sitting back at the mansion like, hey, what's up? And
want to catch a game later?
Yeah, like, we've got nothing to do. And like, this Kuroko comes in with a message. And he's all, like, he falls over. And so Take-chan opens it and it says, happy birthday from CS Toys.
Happy birthday!
You're like, wait, no, that's the wrong message.
Not my birthday.
It's not my birthday, Mr. Ezra. You gave it to me a month early.
That's exactly what I saw when I saw it.
But it's all good. And turns out it says your comrades are at some mountain. So if you want to come see him, you should probably come find us because we're going to kill you. And it's like, okay. And you see they've got him tied up. And you're like, oh no, what's going to happen to G-chan and I guess gay R2-D2? And whatever. And but back to Merry Christmas. Like, seriously, I didn't think anyone could say Merry Christmas this much.
And in an accent.
And apparently there's also a proper way to say Merry Christmas, which Hiroto and Genta can't do. And so, like, Miyu and Mako.
Sorry.
I forgot her name. Miyu and Mako are all like, hey, cool. We're gonna show you how to be all Merry Christmassy. And you're like, okay. And so they're all like, we're all cute and in skirts and we're all Merry Christmas! Yay! And you're like, okay, pretty lady, I'll do whatever you say. And so they go in the little station and it'll like, Merry Christmas! Because there's like a metal detector in Christmas World. Get on the train to get you to Human World so you can deliver presents. And apparently they don't have a boarding pass. So they're getting mobbed. It's not good for them.
It's okay, because that's the last we see of them.
Yeah. It's really weird. And the part I forgot to mention is that we forgot about Ryunosuke. Turns out he's in Junk World, and he's really depressed because he's alone. And
he's a hobo.
He's desperate for attention. Like, really, I thought, like, certain people were desperate for attention. KRX-50 in wheelchair. This guy is really desperate for attention. Like, he's panicking and crying because no one's talking to him.
On the Skype.
It's been since his birthday, and he needs to hear the Shukin Shinobi's voice really bad. Because it's the only way he can get excited when his girlfriend's around, which I don't blame him because she's invisible, so...
Invisible.
Yeah, where was I? Oh, yeah, right. So we're back to the Samurai World, and they're in jail, and they're like, dude, what the hell, man? Daigoyo's supposed to be on our side. Why is he doing this to us? Why is he doing this? And he comes and he's like, hey, guys,
Hey.
My bad. I got carried away, and sorry. I brought y'all phones, though, and the key. Okay, good. So they get out of jail, and they start running, and Gunpei is all like, let us out, and it's like, it's open. Let us out, open this. And Kodoha's all like, it's open. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks, bye. Still running, and then he's, like, jumping over, like, walls and shit. And they just open the door and they're like, door was open. And he's like, okay, thanks, bye. And then they get chased some more and they're like, really? Didn't we just do this? Oh, God.
That's all we see of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, back to Hobo Rider. He gets even more depressed because his fire in a can goes out. Like, he's been there 10 minutes and he's already convinced he's going to die. And he's just telling himself, I'm not alone. Like, I'm waiting for him to just go, Wilson! Like, really.
What was in that package? A GPS, a GPS, and a cell phone. Just check the GPS. Anyway.
But
no one got that, probably.
No.
I mean the audience.
Oh.
Anyway, continue.
They don't care either about you. But then all of a sudden, like, cool.
No
guy.
Respect.
Cool guys show up, and it's Hanto and Saki, and she's all, Samayaru, Samayaru. And you're like, please stop that. That got annoying before. Like, it's just, don't do it. I don't want to hear it anymore. Please stop.
And Hanto's like, I question my own sexuality.
He does. He does, actually. And so, like, we're here with you. And it's all good now because we're going to help you and be your friend. And it's like, yay. Gay, thanks. Bye.
And that's the last we see of them.
Yeah. And so we cut to now it's daylight and G's asleep. And gay R2-D2 is just, like, rocking back and forth, touching himself. And our two red fellows have shown up for the trap, and so they get surrounded and like it's a trap, and it's like, yeah, no, we could tell. And they're like, hey, if you do anything, we're gonna kill the hostages. So Takarush just starts fighting, and Suska's like, dude, what the hell, they're gonna kill the hostages. And he's like, dude, they're gonna kill him anyway, like, just fight. And
I'm a badass.
Yeah, so
keep a sword in my pocket.
They start fighting each other, and it's all crazy, but they start, like, killing people in the process and fighting each other. And then it looks like they're all dead because, like, Sosuke shoots him and, like, Take throws his sword into the dude's heart. But they're all like, oh, yay, they killed each other. Our job's good. And the best part of this whole sequence, though, is the threatening the hostages, because the Ayakashi guy, whose name I don't even remember because it's not important, he's got his wheel blade up to G's throat. He's like, I'm going to kill him. On the other side, they're threatening gay R2 with a wrench. Like, we're going to dismantle you.
It definitely shows the two opposing tones of the shows.
Yeah.
We're going to threaten you with a wrench. Folk.
Like it's Clue or something. Like, it was the with the Nanashi. Win the wrench in the rock quarry. And so they all start approaching the supposedly dead bodies, and oh, I forgot the cool part. When they throw the things at each other, they get the thing from the preview where they're all like, Tono! Sasuke! And I've been waiting to do that all day. And then they get up and they're like, haha, gotcha, bitch.
JK.
Gotcha.
They were, and
JK, we are smiley face.
We're like, it was a joke, and we were all. And I got props galore for this thing, and they were all like, yeah, no. We were just playing, and we got the idea from you because I pulled out a coin. That's where the bullet hit. And I pulled out a little handkerchief that said guard, because the best we got for him. And Shishiragami has chewed through the ropes, so the hostages are free. And they're all like, huh, there's just two of you. What will you do now? And they're like, two of us? Look behind you. And like a doorway opens, and like the nine engines just come like barreling out. Like the clumps at like a golden corral.
I love and, that place so much.
I do too. They have good fried chicken.
They have good everything.
I know. It's anyway. Awesome. Those rolls with like the honey butter. It's awesome. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wait, this got derailed really fast because we talked.
If you go there at night and you can have endless steaks, that's fantastic. Anyway,
free plug for Golden Corral. This is what happens when we get Shuki disgusted food.
I don't even think that exists in Dawson Rider No Sagai.
And so the engines move, and it's all epic walk-in of like this of the Go-Anjis and the Shinkanjis, and they're all like, "Yeah, we're back from those dimensional worlds. What up?"
No explanation.
No explanation of how they got there, except to go, "The engine saved us."
Like the engine just rolled in and like ran over everyone chasing them. Like there's blood everywhere. Like we're here. Everything is smiley face. And they get on the engine.
And it's like there's 80 dead bodies. What the hell?
Yeah, and they're like, what's with the eyes? And they're like, they're not eyes. They're optic sensors.
They're anime googly eyes. And so in comes Kuroko with like two sets of Kuroko. One with the little Shiba logo. And then one with the Go-Anjo logo. And they're all hooray. And then they're all in their like epic stances. And now it's time for the little thing, and I'm going to do the whole thing because I've been waiting all day for this, and it's epic and awesome time. So they're all like, Ipit Sojo, Ikan Kenjo, Chen Sol Seto, let's go on. And then you do a little transformation thing, and it goes, and you see a little dumb. The helmets come on, and then the Gohan is their thing. They're like, oh, Meta on. And they're all like, Mahazenkai, Gohan Leto, Zubari Seikai, Gohan Blue, Samaya Namankai, Gohan Yellow, Doki Doki Yukai, Gohan Green, Dosh Gokai, Gohan Black, Break Genkai, Gohan Goldo, Kira Kira Sakai, Gohan Silver, Shinken Leto, Shiba, Takeru, Onash Kabu. The Ikenami Ryonosuke, Onashka Pink, Shiraishi Mako, Onashka Green, Tani Chiaki, Onashka Yellow, Hanaori Kotoha, Onashka Gordo, Umemori Genta. And then they're all like,
they're like,
because they had to talk a lot, and they're all like, Tenka Gomen no Samurai Sentai, Seigen Aloro Suki Sumu, Engine Sentai, Go Onja, Gon Wings. Shinkenja, Mairu, and they're all like, yay, explosion in the background, because the Power Ranger guy showed up and they made an explosion. And then they all get an epic battle, and they break up, and like normally they go all like, you know, red and red and blue and blue, but they didn't do it that way this time. They went all cool, and of course it was red and red this time, because you can't just not do this with red and red together. But they go all like dimensional, so like Hant and Saki are with Ryunosuke. And the Gohan Wings are with Genta and Mako.
Aunt? Like, shortened his name.
And what's the other people? Oh, Gunpei and Ren are with Kotoha and Chiaki. And they're all fighting. And they're doing stuff. And it was really cool because apparently Ugats can turn into bikes for Nanashi. Except that one guy, he can't.
He can't do it. He's broken. He just like rides him. That was like the greatest part in the movie.
It's just that piggyback ride.
Mush.
Like I hope when Shinkenger's adapted, they do a team up with RPM just to use this footage, and they can have the whatever the Nanashi are called ride the grinder.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and it's all like room, room, room.
Fish faces.
And it's all like just piggyback time. And then Takeru just, like, does the kanji for car, and, like, an American sports car shows up.
It was actually Lightning Cruiser.
Yeah, Lightning Cruiser came out of nowhere, and TJ got all set because his car was gone.
Like, he was driving on the road and just disappeared, and he's, like, in the middle of the freeway, like, oh, shit!
And they start chasing him, and Sosuke's driving, and, like, Takeru's in the back all, like, waving his sword around, and Daigo's all like, guys? Guys, where'd y'all go? I'm alone now. I feel like Ryunosuke. I'm sad. But then, like, in come, trio of retards. Well, not retards, but they got no purpose in this movie.
The Ghost Sagers?
No.
That's not a trio, I know, but I'd make the joke.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I'm getting to. Tayu and Juzo and Akumara. I forgot their names. And they're like, let's go fight. And then all of a sudden you hear Alata and you're like, oh, God, no.
I was like, get out of my movie!
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. Like, get out of my movie, you hoes!
And
hostagers?
Like, please get out of my movie, go away. And they're like, hey, who are you? And they do, like, a shortened version of the intro where they just give, like, Gosei Red and crap. And they're all like, we're Gosei Angels! And you're like, oh, God, please, no. Please don't do that.
And you're just like, bitches!
And so they go down and they're fighting. And Hyde's fighting Akumaru, and the Land Dicks are fighting Dayu, and the Skikes are fighting Juzo. But they actually seem like halfway competent as fighters in this movie, which is astonishing.
Yeah, I said the same thing when I was watching it. Like, they actually seemed like they could fight because they held off all three of those guys.
Yeah.
They were fairly formidable threats throughout most of Shinkenger.
You're like, how can, like, Alata and Dumbo, like, hold off Juzo? Like, really?
There's
like
no way.
He's the Snake Orphanok, I mean, for God's sake.
They must have eaten a lot of parfaits before this. That's all I can say.
Did a lot of special training.
This team-up actually takes place after the show.
Probably.
Yeah,
when they're all like, super ending training.
And they just have a giant buffet.
So they're all like, retreat, retreat. And, oh, they summon the headers. They do header things, and they use the little bullet thing, and they're like, oh, retreat, retreat, we're gay. And Daigo's are like, I saw it. And they're like, hey, buy a paper lantern, dude. You're so cute. And they're like, okay, you're gay. So back to actual cool guys fighting. They all do epic poses when blowing stuff up. And they they defeat the dudes, and they blow up the Ayakashi guy, and he goes all Second Life. And Batch I Do goes all Second Life, or not Second Life, but he just goes all
big man.
He goes all Densetsu Kagami.
But the cool part I forgot about how they
Industrial Revolution
was like Takeshan's all like, here, take this, and it's all like, what's this? Oh look, Shoryu disc, ching, hyper go on red, and I look all like Elvis now.
And you look like a pimp. You remind me. Why do you keep disappearing?
Who disappears?
You.
You. You keep getting quiet.
Sorry. It's probably because I'm holding the microphone around all crazy like when I talk. And he's all like, hey, I'm all cool guy looking. And then it's all like, hey, I'm super shinking red and I'm all badass now with my thump and I got the coke and then yay. And so then these guys go flying out into outer space because they're just gay like that. And they're all like, hey, let's go to our little plant. And they're like, where's the plant at? And Genta's all like, oh, yeah, that chick with the stuff on her head. She pointed at the sky and was like, I don't want to go there. So I guess it's the moon. So the engines in Origami are apparently able to travel through space.
And you can breathe on the moon, too.
Yes, yes. All things are possible in this movie. So they go to the space and they make the Jeep. They do like a Mojikara cannonball and Bash I Do throws the Ayakashi in the way and is like, huh, bye, sucker. And like, that's not cool. You killed your own guy. What the hell? So he goes up there and is like, hey, I'm going to combine with my plant and I'm going to do like ultimate form. We're like, dude, you're not cool. Go, what the hell? And so they're all like, Engine Gatai G12 Formation. Zen Samurai Gatai. Samurai Hao. Tenkai Ipin. Which means united while giving you a hernia. it means you cannot pick me up without getting like a forklift and weight training. Damn, that thing's heavy, dude. Seriously. Damn it, Bandai. Anyway, so they're like, hey, this isn't gonna work. Why don't we try that thing we talked about in Junk World? And you're like, okay, let's do that. So they split apart and they've got Ikatenku Buster. And, like, you know those scenes in the show when they go, like, our cannon and the five guys are around it? They do that. They get the cannon and the Ikatenku Buster, and on one side you have, who do you have? You have Shinkano.
Kurito.
And, next to the cannon you have Shinkano and Kurito, and then next to them you got Daikaio and Mogudaio, and then behind the thing you have G9. And the Go-Wanders are now in the Shinkinger cockpit, and they're all like, hey, happy face time. Let's all talk to each other because we got nothing better to do with our time. So they're all like, all right, cool, guys. And they all, like, point their weapons in front of them, and they're all like, they're like, what do they call it? They call it, like, Engine Samurai Formation 23 or some crap. Like, it was scary. Like,
yeah, it was.
That number in a row was frightening. Like,
when they said this combined, I like, closed my eyes, like, oh god, what is this gonna look like?
Yeah, it's like Samurai Formation 23, and I'm just scared. And so then they combine into light, and they do the thing with the wizard and the thing. What they call the attack?
I like smoothies.
Samurai Engine Super Daikai Ho, which is a long attack name to just blow a guy up. And then once they blow up, they go all like G12 Samurai Ho again to go home, I guess. And Genta leads them in a clap of victory, and they're all like, yay, happy face, we win. And they're all like, kurede, ike nakchak. And they're like, yay. And so then they're all, like, talking to each other, and they found an excuse to get the little, like, Kibi anime versions of the engines in there, because that's what we want to see.
And the origami. Oh, wait, I see what you're talking about. Sorry, I skipped ahead.
You skipped ahead, you bastard.
I accidentally pushed forward.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't skip ahead of the I have the map, okay?
And sorry, Dora.
So they're like, we're going off to go fight some more Gaiaku, and like, we're going to go fight some more Godoshu, and they're like, yay!
Gaiaku.
Have fun, see you later, bye. And they all go off flying into the distance, and they're all like, let's go. And then do a little song and dance with the Shinkengers to like the Go-Wanger type music, and it was creepy. And then did a little like scene, like little picture with like the origami and the engines all like Kibi anime like, and they show them all at one point. But then like the final like group shot doesn't have Gunpowder, which made me sad.
But
But that was about it. Movie was awesome. Ghost Agers did not need to be there because it was gay. It was great. Great movie. Great team up. It was fun. Those are fun. I like those. They're good. On to you guys.
Those stupid Ghost Agers make their way into everything. They KO showed me a video earlier today of the Shinkenger like stage show, and they showed up there too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So I mean, KO shows people videos of everything, though, so I'm not surprised.
They just show up everywhere, and I... God.
Man, they showed up at the Gekki Ranger Road Show.
Probably.
Probably just...
So anyway, my thoughts on the movie. Granted, I've never seen Goanger, so, like, the entire Goanger characters were, completely oblivious to me. But they were enjoyable, far more enjoyable than the Ghost Agers have been. And this was only an hour-long movie. but, seriously, I felt more attached to the Goangers than I do the Ghost Agers, and it was only an hour-long movie compared to 18 episodes of a television show.
It's true.
So, just goes to show you something about Ghost Agers. I'm even bashing Ghost Agers during a Shinkenger and Goan discussion. But,
I will be doing it, too.
But, anyway, the part with the Ghost Agers was stupid. They were strong, and I mean, I know it's because they want to pump the Ghost Agers. It's like, oh, they're so cool, they could beat Juzo. And I'm like, no, you can't. No,
Juzo's the retarded twin brother.
Stop.
I'm convinced that they were all like duplicates that were 10 times as weak and stupid.
They're from DK. That whole little segment took place in the DK universe.
Yeah, that works for me. So, yeah. Anyway, overall, the movie was really good. I was just happy to be watching something involving Shinkenger again. So I'm looking forward to that Vista Cinema thing that's coming out really soon.
Come back, Shinkenger, please!
So,
have you seen what they're doing?
That was basically my entire thing. I enjoyed the hell out of it just because I was watching something that was Shinkenger, but... I give it a thumbs up.
Two thumbs up from... Whoa. Okay, sorry. Okay. Anyway, I guess I'll continue my thoughts after being really interrupted.
I'm done because I can't really rant too much because the Shinkengers were awesome and I was happy. That's really, really about it.
So my thoughts are, I really liked the movie a lot. That was a weird way of saying that. Especially since, as much as I hate Ghost Agers as well, it made me realize how much I miss Shinkenger and even Goanger. I got nostalgic for Goanger, for Pete's sake. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, sorry. My computer... It's making this weird noise. Sorry. I thought I was stuttering. Anyway, just like...
Konnichiwa.
Anyway, the Shinkengers and the Goangers are awesome. Hello. Okay, anyway, it was... I enjoyed it quite a lot, and it wasn't kind of a weird movie. It made sense to both universes, and it gave it had a good mixture of both tones of both series. And it was good seeing everyone again. I felt like we could have seen the rest of the Goanger cast a little bit more instead of just focusing on Sosuke so long.
Mm-hmm. That would have been nice.
Yeah, because they were just kind of there, and I didn't like how they just didn't explain them, leaving and coming back. But overall, I hated the Ghost Agers in it. I hated that. God damn it, get the fuck out. Get out. Get out.
Stop.
Walk off. Walk off. Just stop. No. You need to leave. God, it made me mad. You ruin everything. I just got done watching your episodes. It was a chore before I could watch this, but it was a good movie. I've said it before, sometimes we discuss Ghost Agers that I like Goanger better, and it made me definitely think that, because I remember I did kind of like the characters, and it was nice to see Helgeshia and Yogostein and them show up. It was nice they made a cameo. And it was just overall a good movie. I liked it and enjoyed it. Just the Ghost Agers need to get out.
I want to know their budget, because they took the time to bring back the entire Goanger cast.
Yeah, everyone, the whole engines and everything.
All three pollution ministers, all nine VAs for the engines, Bumper, all seven Goanger. They just brought everyone back you would want to see in that show.
Yeah.
Made me happy.
Yeah, it did. It was really nice. Because as Goanger's not the best Sentai series ever, but I kind of missed some parts of it. There were some, it had its charms.
I missed little animated engines. They were cool.
Even the ending theme, I definitely enjoyed Goanger's ending theme way more than Ghost Agers. When they start playing the Tenzo theme, I just cringe and
especially because Goanger, they had four songs for the ending, each with its own verse for a different engine. You're like, oh, that's cool. And they remade the ending 12 times.
Yeah, and they remade it for Shinkenger. It's Denno, and they remade it even for Shinkenger, which is cool. Like, the movie made me sad just because I realized I wasn't going to be able to watch Shinkenger episodes every week or go on episodes. I'm like, now we have to go back to Ghost Ager. Like, damn it. God damn it. Stupid Ghost Ager. You ruin everything. And there's something else I was going to say about the... But I didn't like the car thing. That's one thing I didn't like, the Lightning Cruiser. That's kind of stupid. I just thought that it was really weird. Like, I guess it makes sense for Gohan, but it was just weird to see Takaru on there.
I like seeing the Nanashi riding the Ugats, though.
Yeah, that was great. I like that. It did give me some good ideas for, like, a RPM / Power Ranger Shinkenger team up.
That'd be really interesting. Like,
I thought of something like, you know, like Vendix people go to the past to destroy it in the past, and they team up with
Power Rangers team of that. That's true, because Vendix is in the Morphin Grid.
Yeah, so he could go to the past.
The capability of going back into the past to take over the Machine Empire to try to destroy the Power Rangers of Serpentera.
Yeah. He's also the Shadow Borg at the same time.
Yeah.
What they should have done is just got White Blaster Beetleborg. That's all they needed. White Blaster Beetleborg!
That sucked ass so much.
But yeah, it was overall a good movie. Like, it just made me kind of miss both shows and sad that they're over and now we're in Buy Shit.
Buy Shit!
I feel like there's something else I was going to mention, but I forgot.
Well, he can think about it while Genemon rants about Ghost Age 18.
Yeah.
Alright, so it starts with a monologue by Zordon. Just telling us basically what the deal is. That the Umaju, they come from darkness. They like the darkness. They fought 10,000 years ago to make the earth into poison. We got this. It's a story.
For 10,000 years, I'm free.
Which apparently, speaking of 10,000, apparently, so they did know Rita Repulsa, and apparently this is Zordon. So that's great. they were sealed in that little box thing we saw. We don't know why they got...
So Rita's a Umaju?
Rita is a Umaju. It explains the cone.
Didn't you know about the Jewish part of the wedding? They had that Jewish wedding when she was with Zed. So
not Kila. That's because Zed's voice actor's a Jew. He's a cool guy, but he is. It's the same guy that does Finster. He's a pretty cool guy, though. Anyway, I really forgot where. Well, right. So anyway, they're like, so what about Ghost Saint Knight? And they're like, yeah, we've never heard of a Ghost Saint Knight up here. We looked, and
we have no record of him.
There is no record. Of a Ghost of Night in the Jedi Library. And like,
if there was a record, we would have it.
If such a place existed, we would know. They're like, well, what if someone deleted it? No, that's impossible. These things don't happen. Do know about a Groundian header, though. He fought 10,000 years ago against Rita Repulsa and the Umaju. And... But we don't know where he went. He disappeared with Scorpina inside a boulder. so we don't know. We got nothing for you. Sorry.
No, he was stuck in a glacier with the last airbender.
I think he like used some kind of power to evolve, but I don't know, man. I got nothing for you. I'm just saying. So like, oh great, fantastic. Then in comes useless character number one. To tell everyone that, hey, look on the news. Somebody, this factory's being, like, beat the crap up, and turns out Ghost Saint Knight's doing it, and they're like, Ghost Saint Knight, don't know! And it cuts to the theme song, da-na-da-na-da. We're short on time, so that's all we're getting. And they go, great. And they're like, Ghost Saint Knight, what the hell, like, you shouldn't be doing this, man, you shouldn't be doing this.
You shouldn't be doing this, man. We are Jamaicans.
You shouldn't be doing this, man. We're supposed to protect the earth, not be.
Slap at that base, man.
And that's why you need to come with us to the Rastafarians. Okay, no, they're not Rastafarians. That's wrong. That's just weird. I mean, she does have that like long hair now, but I mean, it's totally not like dreads or anything. And he's all like, "This factory is polluting the planet. I gotta stop it." And they're like, "Yeah, don't do that." And he's like, "But it's a level 8 pollution hazard." And you're like,
"You make your own levels?
Nerd. Where are you getting this from? Like, I don't even know what that means." And meanwhile, like, we see like a little cemetery type thing, and the box comes out the ground because apparently it's not just an upgraded viewing globe; it's also
a teleporter.
So it's awesome. Like, and out comes the blob and Ultimate Spider Monkey. and they revive a mummy, and it's I don't understand.
It's Ghost Ager. Nothing.
It's Ghost Ager. I just stopped trying. And so Ghost Knight's like, ah, I've finished neutralizing this building. You're like, damn it, man, come on. Like, you're a header. You're supposed to, like, protect stuff. And he's like, I am no mere header. I have evolved from the power granted to me by the Earth. And they're all like, nani? And he's like, I fought those Yuma beasts and blah, 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 blah. I was caught in a glacier with the last airbender. And bad things happened. And so the Earth was getting polluted, and it shared its power with me, and then when they resurrected, I was awakened, so now I'm here, and I'm gonna protect the Earth, and I'm all gonna do stuff, and you guys suck. Like, really, I wasn't expecting this, but you guys suck. So, I'm gonna do this by myself. And he's all, gotcha! Change! Grandion header! Because, you know, he's much cooler than the rest of them. And he's like, see ya, bitches! And they're like, aw.
See ya, bitches. You went from, like, British to, like, black within a second.
That's what happens. He's that cool. So then at some TV station, like, the mummy comes in and starts wrapping up people. And so they're, like, and just, like, taking over. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. And meanwhile, the Ghost Sagers are all sad-faced. And they're like, what's wrong with Ghost Sage Knight? And he's all PMSing. It's not cool, guys. Like, this isn't great. Like, and they're like, And in comes useless character number one again to show them the TV, which apparently is now the Yumaju TV shopping channel because they can't get good deals on QVC. And, like, bandages shoot out the TV and, like, wrap the chair and it disintegrates. And they're like, how are you going to explain this to Will Riker? Will Riker wants to know how his chair got destroyed. None of you are fat. You can't.
I'm shot by Fatman.
So apparently people are getting mummified all around town, and in fact we see Will Riker just like fawning over that the news chick, and it's really creepy. I don't know what's going on, but the spandex idiot,
she's Sekushi.
Yeah, she's all cute face and
cute face. That's a new one.
Amos made it up, and so
sorry. couldn't resist. The button was there. It needed to be pressed.
So, I forgot where I was. Oh, right. So, they're all enjoying the TV station, and the Ghost Sagers are going to try and stop them, and they've got, like, a caution tape barrier protecting the building so they can't get in. But then, like, the BB show up, and they're like, BB? Warstar? What's going on? And then they're like, no. Warstar's gone. It's just me. And they're like, but Adrian, no! And they're like, wait, he's got a new body. And he's like, yes, I am Chupacabra, Noble Adrian. So, ha ha ha, I have big Wolverine claws. And you're like, everyone's getting these days. What's going on? Like,
they started to throw on clearance after
like
Wolverine.
It's like a sale at Target on Wolverine claws. Like,
there really is.
It's retarded, but it makes him look cool, though, so it's all good. Somehow having Wolverine claws makes you look cool. I don't know. It's like his coolness rubs off on you. So they fight the BBs, and then Ghost Knight shows up, and they start fighting, and he's like, I need to destroy the building, Groundion. And they're like, okay, look, there's people inside, like, seriously. And he's like, yeah, but if I destroy the building, we'll be done with this. And he's like, look, Zordon says we cannot escalate a battle unless Rita forces you. That means do not go Zords until they go big. They didn't go big yet. You cannot go Zords. They're like, but if I just step on them with the Zord, it'll be over in like 5 minutes. I'm like, no, you can't do that. You gotta fill 20 minutes. I'm like, oh. Okay, well, I'll give you 5 minutes to do this, and then I'm gonna come storming in with my giant lasers. So they're like, fine. So they're like, okay, we can't get in the building. So they use the Landick brothers to like drill under the building, but in it, and I don't understand, but they do. They get in the building, they fight more of those little BBs, and Ghost Knight's like, I hate people. People are stupid. And it's like, yeah, I'm just telling you that like this whole time. They leave dumb comments on YouTube about how you're just trying to copy Vangelis. And they just give you like dumb information you don't want. It's half the time it's wrong because it's not an EXA processor, it's an EXA generator. And so they run up the stairs, and they see mummified people, but the land dicks are all like, hey, we're going to hold them back because we're land dicks. And you guys go on ahead because you're cool guys. And so apparently the mummy is now having his own TV show, and it's like Oprah, but it's called Zabu's Room. And today's guests are these three Ghostsay dorks. And they go and they're going to fight, and they can't fight. And Ghost of the Night's all, hey, look, it's been 5 minutes. And I'm going to do this. And then he sees, like, Ugly and Mexican Kotoha being pushed out by the mummies. And so then they get into a fight, and they're all like, fine, we're going to stop you. And he's all like, rock crush card. And he's like, what was it, explode?
Yeah, I think it was explosion.
It's explode. Mm-hmm. Explosion. Explosion. Landik power. And he's like, I got that too. Rock crush card. Explosion. Mightic power. Mine's stronger. What now?
I've got a cooler voice.
Yeah, except on a cooler voice than this even. And they're like, oh, landing technique. And then they're fighting the mummy inside. And the cue card guy is hilarious. He's all like, hey, behind you, please counterattack. And so they're fighting. And they're like, hey, this isn't working. And they're like, this isn't working either. So they try Ghostsay Blaster and Ghostsay Knight. But he's just like all like Neo and like dodges the bullets.
Because he's just that badass.
He's just that awesome. So then he shoots, and it goes through the building and hits the mummy. And then they throw him out the building, and they're like, hey, Ghostsay Knight, this is the guy you want. Not the building, this guy. And he's all like, acknowledged. And you're like, yay.
So go then, get him, RoboCop.
Go get him, Signal Man. And so... he's all like, I'm going to purify the earth. Ghostsay Knight. And you're like, all right, can you not do that? Just fight. So then he gets wrapped up by like a mummified bandage. But then his card, being like just awesome as it is, cuts through the thing. And he's all like, got press shower card. And you're like, what? And it's all like, splash, Knightic power. And you're like, that's like a Sikh technique. Like, really? And then he's all, Comprey Thunder card. And it's all like, spark. Nidic power. And you're like, dude, really? Like, those are like skiik and skiik powers. Like,
skiik.
WTF?
Like the ski.
It's skiik. And he's like, I have all the powers of the earth because I'm awesome and you guys suck. And they're like, oh, come on. That's just harsh, dude. Like, seriously? And then he goes all sword. And then he goes all Vulcan header. Then he goes all night dynamic. And that guy blows up. And then in come the little vampire things. And he goes all big. And, like, but because the guy can't mummify anything anymore, Ghostsay Knight's all, I'm out of here, yo. And they're like, no, stay and watch us fight. And he's like, man, if I gotta.
Man, I guess. Well,
he's like, man, I guess. I don't really wanna, but Phillip's gonna make me. So, and then Will Riker's all bandaged, because he couldn't help himself, and he opened his little phone to look at the little girl, and they got all bandaged, mummified. And it was like, yay, Will Riker's gonna shut up. And it's like, oh, no, he's back. Damn it. So they go all, combine, Ghostsay Greto. And then they go all, son, Sikh brothers.
They did it wrong.
What?
They did it wrong.
Yeah, and they go all like, it was like when like a little kid does it and like puts the headers in the wrong spot. But then they go, no, it's cool, work with this. And they put Mantha where Saw Shark goes and Saw Shark where Dragon goes. They're like, another Sikh Ghostsay Great. And you're like, really? You couldn't get a better name than that? And they're like, no. So then they fight, and then they're all, someone, the Landik brothers. Then they just really screw up. It's like, dude, those are feet, and they put them on the hands. And they put Kuwaga on where Dragon goes. And they're like, another Landik Ghostsay Great. And you're like, come on, really? Really? Man, you guys suck. And then they summon Datus out of nowhere, and they're like, Data's hyper upgrade. And they're like, and then they're all like, hyper Ghostsay Great. And it's like, duo combined. And you're like, yay, kinda. And then they like blast him sky high. And they're like, victory charge card. And it's like, beam, 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 beam. And he blows up. And you're like, yay, this episode just about over. And
time to watch the Gohan vs. Shinkenger movie.
Yay. And they're like, see, everyone smiles. This is we protecting us. Like, you're gay. Smiles mean nothing to me. I'm Ghostsay Knight and I'm cool guy. And he walks away, and then you see Blade Runner, and he's all, Ghostsay Knight. I can use him. And you're like, oh no, Don't hurt him. He's all the shows got going for it. No, and then they're all Soranika ga yaku rainbow, Seigi no nakama shugo, Mirai no kyusei shu, Tenso sentai go seijara. And then it was done. And then you're like, all right, well, Ghost and I was cool in this episode, but that was about it. Like, seriously, the rest of those guys suck.
They really do.
Like, yeah. it was fun to watch the Landex get pwned with their own attack, though. Like,
it was fun to just watch them get beat up by Ghost Knight. Like, he just, like, beat the shit out of him and blasted him all, like, ho, 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 ho. Like, he was just beating the shit out of him.
Like, he shot their laser at him. It went through their laser and hit them. Like, it wasn't even there.
With their little water guns.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like I got you. We got Super Soakers. Well, I got a cool guy gone.
Cool guy gone. Because I'm on the cool guy list.
Yeah. Okay, well, now that we're going to activate the Omega 13, we're going to pass it off to the Shuquen Shinobi.
Yeah, Ghost Ager. Ghost Knight, yay. Everything else, eh. It wasn't as good as episode 17. I think it'll be a little bit until we get as good as episode 17 was. So
probably till around episode 49.
Let's go say ground, so hopefully.
Say Grant.
Whatever. Grant, ground.
Hopefully.
I was expecting it was a joke.
I don't even know. Like, I seriously, like, don't have any sort of emotion toward this episode anymore. Like, I don't even have anything towards this show.
Are you still exhausted from the 5 boss battles?
Yeah. No, like, it was an okay episode. I mean, so far the Yumaju arc is better than the War Star arc, just because Ghostly Knight's here. But it's still not a good show.
It's not at all. It's the worst Sentai I've ever seen.
Like, I'm watching really, Geki right now, and...
Well, that's an easy comparison.
It's like, holy crap compared to what the crap.
Yeah.
What the crap being Ghost Ager for people who couldn't comprehend that Geki is awesome and Ghost Ager is shit.
But, echo. I'm getting an echo somewhere.
Oh, I didn't hear an echo.
I didn't either.
I'm just nuts. I hear beeps and rhythmic drumming.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts. It was kind of, yeah. Go.
What? It's kind of like Microsoft and Sony's press conferences.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
Hold on, well, speaking of press conferences...
Okay.
For those of you that haven't, go check out Konami's press conference. It's probably the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. And that's a lot.
It's like another surprise attack that I didn't even hear about before this podcast.
That's a lot coming off of Ubisoft's conference. So so go check out Konami's conference. It's hilarious.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, back to the Dawson Rider. Like, it was a pretty shitty episode. I still think Ghost Knight's cool. Like, I like the way he looks, and I like that he hates people, because I hate people too, and I connect with that. Like, he goes on Samantha Puckett, and he's all, you know how much I hate people? And, like, I like his all of his look and all of his stuff, but, like, I don't hate his backstory so much. Like, it's like a backstory they come up with, they're stoned. Like, we need a backstory for this guy, and they're like, here, take a hit. And then they're like, you know what? Maybe the Earth just gave him his powers. And then he's like, whoa. I'm like, God damn it, well, that's a horrible backstory. And, like, God, it's just awful. And, like, I do hope they kind of dive into more about why the hell he goes from, like, helping the Ghostly Angels and being all good guy to, like, you know what, I only want to protect the Earth instead of people. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't like his backstory at all, and I'm hoping they don't ruin him with that, like, overly green stuff about wanting to protect the planet. But other than that, the whole episode was kind of shitty. If you think about the premise of the TV station and stuff, like, they always have a new villain group be threatening them, and they come up with stupid shit plans. So, yeah, it was pretty shitty overall. Like, Ghostly Knight's still probably the best part of the show, but I just hope they don't ruin him with his pretty shitty backstory. I'll just pretend he has a cooler backstory. That's about it for me.
Okay.
That's about all. Just a huge ass shot of Dendon Sensor.
Yep.
That's about it for, was episode 6, right?
Yep.
Yes, they count.
We'll have our normal schedule next week with Double and Ghost Ager.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Though 19 was Ghost Ager Ground, so
Just a little more to be excited about.
Slightly.
Yeah. Something to look forward to when we trot through this shit. But Devil's back next week, so yay.
Finally. I haven't watched the episode yet because it's not on YouTube. Greg needs to get his ass in gear.
I haven't watched Double in this long time, going through withdrawals. Like, I've just been pushing memories like a crazy person.
I have nervous twitch.
It's just like when we don't get our Gaia memories for a while.
So basically, typical ending spiel.
Check out the blog at DawsonRider.wordpress.com and ShukuinShinobi's. Oh. Just check out all the links. You're going to see them at the end anyway. I'm tired of this shit.
I was actually tired that day.
You stop giving them entirely now, though.
Check out the photos that... You know what? You need a note to check out. There's a screen. That's why I type it.
You've heard me say it enough times, you can recite it back to me. Yeah. Just check out the blog at shukuinshinobi.wordpress.com for all the latest news, updates, and release dates. And check out my photo gallery at flickr.com/photos/shukuinshinobi. And of course, check out the podcast where everything just rambles at shukuinshinobi.podbean.com.
So you can check out that stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, we took a 4-minute detour from the ending.
Yeah, what I wanted to say, questions, comments, all that fun stuff to writersrangersandrambles@gmail.com. As we said in the beginning of the podcast, please donate. We'd love to get business cards, particularly hand them out at Morphicon and hell, any convention that Ranger actors tend to
go
be
to.
At. Yeah, go to is what I wanted to say. But
or if we just see them on the street.
They
might want to talk to us and we can hound them like fangirls and be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
How cool would it be to have your favorite podcast with celebrity guests?
That would be awesome. And the celebrity guests are us. They're just the normal people. Like, they should be privileged to talk to the ShukuinShinobi. I'm pretty sure they're probably fans.
And send us fan art. It makes us happy.
Yeah, that would be awesome to get more fan art.
So be cool like Gideon and send us fan art, and be cool like Mr. S and send us money.
Yeah.
And we will heart you forever.
Yeah, you could get a shout out. You never know. Yeah. It could happen. Dreams do come true.
So anyway, enough of that. Take care, and I'm not even going to bother.